Good morning. I'd like to call the 9th Osage Nation Congress to order. This is our 2025 CISO session. Today is September 2nd, 2025, and the time is 10 a.m. Congresswoman Good Fox, could you please bless us with today's prayer?
Yes, thank you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you this morning, and we are giving thanks for the beautiful morning and another day with you, Father. We ask that you look down upon our men and women in uniform. We ask a special prayer for the mourners, Father. We just ask that you put your hand on their shoulder and give them all the things that they need to carry on with their lives without their loved one. I ask a special prayer this morning, Father, for Grandson Landry and Brett and Sister Robin, that you will bless them with good health, with a long, healthy, happy life, Father, that you will bless them from head to their toes and give them everything that they need. And I ask a special prayer for all those that love Brett and Landry and Sister Robin, that you give them everything that they need to go with their lives, Father, that you give them the strength and the faith and just everything that they need, Father. We ask that you look down upon the lost, the hungry, the homeless, and our Osage people and Indian people, wherever they may be in this world, Father. And we are thankful for your son, Jesus, and we ask that you forgive us for our sins. All these things I pray in your name, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Congresswoman Good Fox. Clerk, roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Second Speaker Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Speaker Shaw.
Present. We do have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is the executive message. Chief Standing Bear.
Yay. Good morning, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, and members of the Congress. We're going to be very brief here. You have so much work ahead of you, as you know, and even today, you have a lot of very, very critical work to do. I'd just like to say that on August 14, the Treasurer and I signed and sent here the appropriations request, which consists of the following. I'll be brief on this. Tribal requests total $95,347,380. That consists of executive, legislative, and judicial branches, as well as component units of the nation and the Indian villages. Secondly, internal service requests, including indirect costs and space costs, total $17,942,000. And thirdly, the non-tribal request total $24,058,412. This is what we had filed, and we also know the level of complexity has increased as we grow. So I've impressed upon my staff and the secretaries and directors and all those folks to be available during your whole session. I encourage you to reach out to Jason Zahn and, in his absence, Jimmy Aldridge, to work out schedules when whoever you want can be there to represent their budget request. And also, I'd like to also encourage you to talk to the Treasurer about the reserved funding, previous year's available funding. The Treasurer will identify for you an amount which changes. So he says to me in an email, and I talked to him this morning. The reserves are money he just would like to keep in reserve. They're not in, set in stone, though, and they are quite substantial, as you will see. So anyway, I would say we are recognizing the level of work that you have to do, and it's our job at the administration to provide all the information you need. These are your decisions. This is your session. And the principal chief and our constitution is say opening remarks. So opening remarks, good luck.
Thank you, Chief Standing Bear. Next on the agenda is the legislative message. Good morning again, and welcome to our CISO session. Chief, I hope we won't need luck moving forward because I know that everyone has worked really hard to be prepared. So looking forward to working through the budgets. As you all know, as elected representatives of our government, our Constitution requires us to enact by law an annual expenditure of funds for each branch of the government. This is the priority for the session. As we go through the budgets, it is important to stay aware, just aware, of the potential impacts to the Osage Nation on both the state and federal level. In the next year, we will have a new governor in the state of Oklahoma. We hope this will be a blessing and not a continued challenge. The issues surrounding compacts, such as with the Oklahoma Tax Authority, are important to our people and the nation as a whole. On the federal level, potential budget cuts and the ever-present fight for sovereignty is something that we always need to keep our eyes on. In this session, we have several board appointees to consider as well, including for the Health Board, Gaming Enterprise Board, Tax Commission Board, CDFI Board, Gaming Commission Board, Veterans Memorial Board, and the Osage LLC Board. I thank in advance those that are willing, the Osage citizens that are willing to serve on the boards, as we know that it is not always easy work. In addition, I want to let everyone know that our staff does look a little bit different. We are without a budget analyst, but we do have folks that have stepped up and worked very hard to be prepared for this session, including our appropriations chair and vice chair. So thank you to both of you. And this, of course, has been with the help of Treasury. But they do have a greater responsibility for this budget session because of those absences, I guess. But I know that everything will be accurate and timely so that we can make the best decisions possible for the Osage Nation. I acknowledge the work that has gone into preparing for today, so thank you. I'm asking my colleagues to exercise patience and understanding and diligence as each of us, including our staff, do our very best to complete the required tasks in front of us. It is a privilege to do this work for the Osage people. Thank you. Next on our agenda is introduction of bills and resolutions, or resolutions, hearing none. We are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 2589, an act to amend chapter 17 of, I can't go to the podium. Are we ready? I'll start over. I'd like to read in ONCA 2589, an act to amend chapter 17 of title 26 to allow the Storm Shelter Assistance Fund to be utilized for the purchase of home installed generators.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress. I'm reading an ONCA 2591, an act to amend the criminal code to place a minimum requirement on protective orders in order to protect victims.
Thank you, Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you, and good morning, Speaker and Assistant Chief and colleagues. I'm reading ONCA 25-92, which is an act to recognize electronic transactions as legally valid and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congressman Keene.
Thanks, Speaker. I'm reading in ONCA 25-102, an act to amend the merit employee grievance procedure to have grievances adjudicated by a third-party arbiter and establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Madam Chair, colleagues, Chief. I'm going to read in ONCR 2518, a resolution to approve the fiscal year 2025 multi-year funding agreement between the Osage Nation and the United States Department of Interior, and to approve and incorporate amendments 5 through 9 into the agreement, and to reject and exclude amendment 10 from the agreement.
Please continue.
And I'm also going to read ONCR 2519, a resolution to call for the resignation of the Osage Nation Attorney General Clint Patterson.
Thank you, Congressman Bighorst.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Chief, Assistant Chief, colleagues, reading in ONCR 2520, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2026.
Thank you, Congresswoman Rivard.
Okay, thank you, Speaker. Reading in ONCR 25-21, a resolution to approve the fiscal year 2021 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation.
Thank you. Just to make sure that our record reflects that you said 2021, but it is 2026. Oh, wow. 2021 was a good year, so it's
okay. Well, thank
okay.
you. I'm glad you guys come along with me on that. I didn't even realize it. Well, I didn't take my readers, Speaker. I apologize.
That is okay. At this point, without objection, we will recess for the purpose of conducting an appropriations meeting. We're now in recess. Thank you.